Eagles Collective Soul, some classic rock redefined. Shine, Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. Coming up, we got to give you the Disney tickets at 8 o'clock. We got 2-day 4-packs. We'll do that right at 8. Also, it's a Tuesday, and we got to talk about, for National Cheeseburger Day, best cheese boyga in Sacramento. So we'll get to that here shortly. On the phone, though, we've got Daryl. Daryl thinks he knows the Eagles stew. We're going to play the songs in order. You have to correctly identify them. If you don't know it, we'll move on and so forth. But if you do, you'll see the show tonight at Golden One. Take another listen. Everybody loves you. So don't let them down. Yeah, yesterday Joe's like, man, you got to make it harder for the last time. And you know what? I made it a little bit harder.
Yeah, you did.
But not much. It's pretty easy if you're a big Eagles fan. So let's try it off. There they all hang up. They heard it again. They all hang up. Except for Daryl. Daryl thinks he knows these songs in the Eagles stew. What do you got, Daryl?
All right, baby. Let's see. The first one's Heartache Tonight.
Yeah.
The next one's James Dean.
Uh-huh.
The next one is Take It to the Limit.
Yeah.
The one after that, New Kid in Town.
Woo!
Next one is In the City.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The last one is New Kid in Town.
Oh, you little rascal.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it on, baby. I'm going to the show.
Wow.
Nicely done. You see what I did there? I put New Kid in Town twice, but all I did is gapped it out with one song to make it not as difficult. Take one more listen. Here's what you got. You got Heartache Tonight, James Dean, Take It to the Limit, New Kid in Town, In the City, and again, New Kid in Town. It's a gap right in between the same verse.
That's why I feel... Okay. All right.
Hey, Daryl.
Oh, that's funny.
You and your other brother, Daryl, but not the other brother, Daryl, get
right
to go to the show tonight because you only get a pair. So, good job, man. You got them.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks all for that. Right.
Enjoy the show, brother.
I've never heard that before.
Hang on. We'll get you in. The show is tonight at Golden One. I know nobody cares about this, but it just came over the screen. And I got a confession to make. And the only reason I do this is because my wife, okay? My wife, when I get home, has the TV on, okay? Mm-hmm. She likes to watch the 12 o'clock news. If I'm home in time for that, I'll see the 12 o'clock news. You know I'm dedicated to CBS. That's the network and the channel here locally that I watch most often.
You can't watch anything else, basically.
I can't. I like the programming. I spent a number of years working for CBS for the radio portion and knew a lot of the people there. And for whatever reason, I watch CBS all the time. 60 Minutes. That's what hooked me.
Yeah, that's because you're old.
So she watches that, okay? And after the 12 o'clock news comes on, you got a little Bold and the Beautiful. It's like a little soap opera that comes on, okay? And I'm doing stuff for work the next day, and I'm running around the house, and she's watching. The TV's just on, I promise you. And then this show called The Talk comes on.
Okay? Oh, well, here we go.
Yeah, and that's got that Sarah Gilbert, you know, from Roseanne. It's got her on there. Forgive me, I forget the black lady's name, and I like her. She's like the best chick on there. Her name escapes me.
You talking about Whoopi?
No, that's The View.
Oh, okay.
This is The Talk.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we're talking about a different show.
Sorry.
And then you have Sharon Osbourne, and then you've got Julie Chen, and then there's another woman on there, and her name escapes me, too. So this comes on the TV, and then right after that, this is where I have to make the admission, Dr. Phil comes on.
Oh, well, I wondered if you still watch Dr. Phil in your private time.
Yeah, I do watch him, you know, and he's really, really soon becoming Maury Povich. I mean, he's one show away from doing, paternity tests and all that crap.
Sure, you could talk him down all you want, but you probably never miss an episode, do you?
No, I see about 2 episodes a week. Not ever, but I watch it. And I've always told you, I've always defended Dr. Phil. I think he's got some good wisdom. I like the way he breaks it down.
Back in the day when we did the afternoon show, Dr. Yeah. Phil was all. He claimed it was because the news came on.
Well,
after
the CBS News starts at 4. We used to start the show at 3.
Yeah,
you know, I get the TV on and get it warmed up so I'd see the news.
Got a good hour of Dr. Phil there every
and
day.
And I want people to know. I want you to know this. Just because Dr. Phil talks slow doesn't mean he thinks slow.
That's his motto. That's so stupid.
Isn't that awful?
That is so dumb.
So back to this. I follow what goes on in and around the CBS, and I watch it quite a bit. And I know what happens on that talk, and they talk about stupid stuff. And I really don't watch it. But what I really do have, and I put her in with Jay Leno, and I put her in with Drew Carey. Her name is Julie Chen. I absolutely, positively cannot stand her. I have hated her since she ever started working on the CBS morning show.
What is it about her? Because you honestly have never liked this woman, and I don't know. I'd take her or leave her. I don't even notice her.
It has nothing to do with her nationality. She's Chinese. She's born in China. She came here. It has nothing to do with her appearance. Don't think that this is racial in any way. And I have to say that in this day and age, because a lot of people are going to think this is racially motivated.
No, this has nothing to do with race. Dog is not like Julie Chen for ever.
Connie Chung, fantastic news broadcaster, fantastic journalist, married to Maury Povich. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with Connie Chung. I have no problem with Asian people at all whatsoever. The reason I hate Julie Chen is because she is awful. She sucks. She is worthless. She cannot talk without reading. She cannot ad lib. She is the most robotic journalist in 2018 that you will ever see.
How can she be on there for so long?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's because her husband that just got kicked out of CBS has been with CBS a few months when I started working with CBS back in 1996,
no
the end of 1995.
Way. She didn't get that job simply because of him. She had to have some kind of talent.
No, she has none. She has none, and I'll be the first person here to tell you this. The only reason she existed at CBS or in the media and in the public eye whatsoever, one iota, was because of her kingpin husband, Les Moonves. Without him, she's dead. And I've told my wife, because she was supposed to come back on that show on Thursday after they kicked Les Moonves off. They kicked him out. He's done. He had to leave.
She hasn't been back on either one of the shows, or has she?
They said that she'd return on Thursday. She didn't show up on Thursday. On Friday, I told my wife, I said, look, she's gone. She's gone for good. And the reason she's gone is because Les Moonves, her sugar daddy, her meal ticket is gone. And without him, she's dead in the water. And if she does come back, it's going to be short-lived. She didn't even come back, and now today they've announced she is no longer on the show. She's not returning. And the reason is because of Les Moonves and him being gone from CBS. Without him, she starves to death. You'll find her under a bridge. She'll be begging. She'll be panhandling and hoboing. Julie Chen is done. And the reason that she's still on Big Brother is because those are taped. Those are recorded. Those episodes have already been filmed. They're already what we call in the business in the can, meaning they've recorded them and they've collected them and they're done.
You don't think that they have her off the show now because he just doesn't want her speaking about it?
No, because they still talk about it, with or without her. She's talked about him on the show when all the allegations came out.
And but since he quit and resigned and whatever else,
she's been off the show.
She has not come back yet.
And the other women on the show have talked about it. They've all said that she's going to return, but now Julie Chen says, no, I'm not. And the reason is because she is awful. Awful at her job. And the only reason she existed was because of Les Moonves. That is the only reason. She is done. She is finished. She is kaput. She will no longer broadcast on any TV network ever again or do any type of TV show or hosting.
I'm
going
to hold
worthless.
You to that.
We'll find out.
I will bet you one burrito that you still owe me for a gas bet that we had many, many moon ago. I want to be paid up on that burrito. I maybe think Julie Chen could get back into TV.
I don't think so. And she's going to stand by Les Moonves, and the dude's just got tons and tons of money. And the deal was, if he walked, the payout was going to be upwards of like $130, $150, $110 million.
I mean, that is an insane
That's what he
of money.
Gets for leaving because of all these sexual misconduct allegations.
And more keep coming up, dude. There's a lot of them surrounding this fella.
And so, you know, none of the allegations that I've heard took place when those two were together. He
Is
and
that
Julie
right?
Chen.
These are all really old.
Yeah, these are older. But here's what's curious about this. Back when he was married and wanted to leave his wife, he started dating while he was married to his wife, Julie Chen. They had not officially separated, and he and Julie Chen were seen around town dating. So she was dating him while he was still a married man before he left his wife.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know that. And so that's why Julie Chen has some sort of allegiance to him and with all this controversy, because she knows how he was. And she was one of the women he was with. So she's really formed this bond and alliance with him, and she's going to stand by her man. And she knows it's the smart thing to do because her man will pay her far more money in perpetuity than CBS ever will from hosting these crap shows. She is done.
Well, especially if he's getting payouts like that, and she sticks by him, then she's going to, you know, she's got his loyalty.
Even if she hates him, a court of law will give her half.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Yeah, she's done on the show, and I knew it was coming. And I know nobody cares about this, but I'm here to tell you, and I accept your bet, she will no longer broadcast on TV anywhere because she is useless.
Yes.
She is awful.
I can't speak to that. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't even really see her or listen to her or know any of the shows she's on, but I will take that bet because I am burrito hungry.
Wow. Well, it is a Tuesday. Coming up, we got to talk about best cheeseburgers in Sacramento. Yeah. That'll be up on Facebook. And right after these, we'll send you down to Disneyland. 2 days, 4 tickets. Hold on.